The opening of this week's Parsha describes Yaakov's safe return to Eretz Yisrael in the aftermath of the historic confrontation between him and Esau. In explaining how Yaakov was able to emerge unscathed from this perilous threat, the Medrash says that, like his children will ultimately follow in future generations, Kinuso v'kinus bonov hitzilu miyad Esav. The simple understanding of this Medrash is that the key to success was that Yaakov, and subsequently his family as well, including many who didn't always get along with each other, Kinus, they came together, they were a unified group, and they davened to Hashem out of unity for their safety. A beautiful message, certainly underscoring the importance in general of Achdus, of unity, and especially how it is a potent weapon whenever the Jewish people are under threat. We need to come together. However, the Sfas Emes, in a beautiful drasha, suggests an alternate understanding of this Medrash. It explains that it actually refers to the inner harmony that Yaakov achieved. Vayeshev, Yaakov was shav, Yaakov returned, as it were, to his true self. After many turbulent years spent battling against the influences of Lavan and Esav, Shechem, Yaakov was finally able to be mekanes, kinus, to gather together, to harmonize all of the different aspects of his personality. Throughout these last few decades of his life, with so many different and diverse challenges, each one calling on a different part of Yaakov's multifaceted personality. However, it was only after all of these years spent focusing on one or some other aspect of the personality, it was only now, says the Sfas Emes, that Yaakov was able to be Nityashev Bisharasho. He was only able to return to his shoresh, to his core, to the essence of his true self. This understanding, this beautiful Hasidic interpretation of the Medrash, highlights the importance of inner or spiritual harmony, and conversely, the danger of alienation. There are many forms of alienation. From the community, a person can be alienated. God forbid, a person can be alienated from his or her spouse, from children. But perhaps the most tragic is if a person is alienated from him or herself. Too often we allow external influences to create an artificial barrier between our actions and our essence. And instead of being true to ourselves, we allow other people's values, other people's expectations, to determine the course of our lives. An essential component of Avodas Hashem and life generally is the ability to be, in the beautiful words of the Sfas Emes, Nityashev Bisharasho, to be genuine, to live a life of inner harmony, true to ourselves, anchored in our essence, in our own core, true with who we really are, consistent with our true selves. After years of being unable to do this, Yaakov was finally able to achieve this harmony, and thus saved from Esav. The Sfas Emes further develops this idea by suggesting creatively and ingeniously, in such a typical manner, he suggests that the word Vayeshev and the word Shabbos share a common etymological link. They both share the letters Shin and Bet. Sfas Emes suggests ingeniously, originally, that in fact Vayeshev and Shabbos share this common etymological link. The deeper point, it seems, is that Shabbos is a uniquely opportune time for achieving this spiritual harmony that we've been talking about. Shabbos is an island in time which allows, perhaps even forces us, to retreat from the helter-skelter of daily life. By removing these external distractions, we have the opportunity to achieve what the Sfas Emes eventually calls a bittul l'hashoresh, an unimpeded return to the source, to the essence, to our core. Considering the potential, how tragic, how unfortunate would it be if we merely observe the technical requirements of Shabbos without taking advantage of this amazing, amazing gift. As in so many other areas of our religious life, Yaakov is our role model when it comes to living with spiritual harmony. Yaakov, according to the Kabbalistic and Midrashic tradition, is the personification of what's known as Tiferes, the ability to integrate all aspects of his life. And based on this understanding of the Sfas Emes, we see that that ability is what protected him from external threats, such as Esav, and also provided an inner blessing as well. May we all merit to live up to his exalted standard as well.